This month marks the halfway point in Jackie Biskupski's term as mayor of Salt Lake City. KUER's Nicole Nixon takes a look at her challenges, victories, and stumbles so far.
Jackie Biskupski is proud of what she's accomplished during her first 2 years as mayor.
It's very exciting to see the progress we have made on providing services to those who are experiencing homelessness, to housing, to economic development, and job creation. Real big wins over the last 2 years.
Biskupski was elected in 2015. In an upset, she beat popular two-term incumbent Ralph Becker. Since then, she's grabbed national headlines as a progressive LGBT mayor in a deeply Republican state. Biskupski has won praise for her ambitious plans to combat climate change and wean the city off fossil fuels in favor of renewable energy. Outside Magazine wrote a glowing profile on Biskupski last month. The article called her an emerging state and national leader on climate and applauded her for speaking out against President Donald Trump on his sweeping reduction of the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. But not everyone is thrilled with the freshman mayor's performance locally. In her first year, frustrations boiled over when the city secretly decided where to build 4 homeless resource centers. After major backlash, Biskupski dropped plans for 2 of them.
I regret being kind of pushed into that corner of saying yes to 4. I knew it was not good for our city. I knew it wouldn't be received well. And I knew that responsibility of 4 research centers should not rest on our shoulders.
Stan Penfold retired from the city council earlier this month and said the last 2 years have been rocky. He acknowledged there's a learning curve for any new administration, but he says Biskupski may have crippled herself with one of her very first decisions as mayor when she forced out several longtime department heads.
Mayor Biskupski was pretty broadly criticized for letting a lot of experience go when she first came in. And I think that really showed that first year when they were trying to get up to speed. And so there was a challenge getting timely information.
The former councilman says that problem has continued.
There's a different kind of flow or sometimes no flow of information between the two branches. And I think that makes it kind of challenging, especially if we're looking at big picture, long-term visionary stuff for the city. Housing plans, transit plans, homelessness.
Penfold, who's rumored to be exploring a mayoral bid himself, says collaboration is key to those issues, but especially on homelessness. Last summer, the city, state, and county came together to tackle crime and drug use near the homeless shelter downtown. The effort, dubbed Operation Rio Grande, is still ongoing, but the city's role is less clear. Crime is down near the shelter, but residents in other parts of Salt Lake City and the Valley have complained that it's moved to their neighborhoods. Tim Chambliss is a former political science professor at the University of Utah. He says homelessness has been one of the most visible issues for the city, and people expect real change.
We see the problem. The solutions of the problem, those are more difficult to see, and exactly how to pay for it. Again, we're not solving the problem necessarily. We're shifting the problem, and out of sight, out of mind doesn't solve the problem.
Biskupski gives herself an A- for her first 2 years in office. Her list of accomplishments includes getting 5-year plans for transit and housing passed and creating an economic development department that's helped lure big projects to Salt Lake City, like an Amazon fulfillment center.
We've brought 6,000 jobs into our economy in the last 2 years. That is unprecedented.
But Penfold graded the mayor more harshly.
I think Biskupski has struggled. I don't think the city runs as well as it has run in the past. I think we've got a lot of new people. There's a lot of inexperience. And I think we're doing about a C, really.
But Biskupski says she's already looking to a second term.
I'm running again. I wanted 2 terms. We knew that these fundamental shifts we came in to create would take some time to make sure they evolved, that the following administration 6 years from now could just pick it up and run with it.
Biskupski won her 2015 election with 52% of the vote. A year later, her approval rating was at 51%. Political scientist Tim Chambliss thinks Biskupski will see another slight dip in approval this year. But he says there's one thing she does really well.
I think she has acted to make Salt Lake City a more welcoming city, to people of color, minorities, the gay community, to visitors. That is, I think, really important.
Biskupski's proud of the city's commitment to refugees and immigrants. And between her and the freshly minted Salt Lake City Council, half of the city's elected leaders openly identify as LGBT.
It says so much about how this community is growing and evolving, really looking at people as individuals and electing them based on merit.
The mayor's gotten attention nationally, but Chambliss says that if Biskupski wants a second term, she'll have to take advantage of the next 2 years to show Salt Lake City residents, and not just national news outlets, that she can solve local problems. Nicole Nixon, KUER News,